All of us have decisions to make. Life is full of crossroads, and we need divine direction. Which way do I go? Join us as we study God's Word today with Scott Pauling.
The military has a rule that you're to continue on the last order until you hear from headquarters. That's a pretty good rule, not just for people in the military. That's a good rule for life. All of us who are in the Lord's army, we have a commander. He gives orders from time to time. And whatever it is God has given you to do, you just keep doing that until you hear from headquarters. And when God wants you to do something differently, He's going to tell you. The last time we studied in Acts chapter 9, and we examined this experience that Saul has with the Lord Jesus, we learned that oftentimes God is revealing His will and working to prepare us for it while we're waiting on Him. As we sit quietly, as we simply pray and listen for the Lord's voice, then God is at work. But there does come a moment when God begins to speak. You remember that in Acts 9 verse 6, Saul prayed, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord gave him a promise. He said to him, "I want you to arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." And those are great words. Saul must have rehearsed that many times in his own mind over the next 3 days. God said it would be told me. God said He'd speak. Well, I want you to know, in due season, God will speak. And God will tell you exactly what He wants you to do. And how does God speak? God speaks through His Word. I love this. When we begin the story in Acts chapter 9, God speaks audibly to Saul. But He doesn't continue that. Did you notice that instead of speaking audibly to him, though He could have continued to do that, instead He sends a preacher. He sends a man by the name of Ananias. And when Ananias shows up, Ananias has a message that comes directly from the Lord. In other words, Ananias doesn't come on his own. He comes simply to give Saul a message from the very mouth of God, the very Word of God. As a matter of fact, in Acts chapter 9, verse 17, Ananias arrives, puts his hands on him, and says, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost." In other words, there came a moment after the waiting, after the praying, after the humbling, there came a moment, a spiritual breakthrough where God spoke. I want you to know that until God speaks, you should do nothing. But the moment He speaks, you should move. Wait on the Lord. Remember, God's going to speak your name, and God's going to get things in motion, but He may not give you all the details up front. No, no, my friend. But in time, God's going to begin to make things plain to you. And by His Spirit, and through His preachers, and through the Scriptures, God is going to begin to give you more detail. Be open to God's message. And as it comes, be willing to do whatever it is that God gives you to do. I remember several years ago preaching in a meeting one night, and when we came to the invitation at the end, people were praying around the altar, and I noticed a young woman who was weeping and praying in the altar. One of the personal workers came and prayed with her and counseled with her. At the conclusion of the meeting, the pastor announced that this fine young lady, who was a dedicated Christian and a member of the church, had come to say that God had convicted her. That though she'd been baptized as a child, she had never been scripturally baptized since she was saved. So she'd come to tell the church she wanted to be baptized by immersion following her conversion. Well, people were thrilled for her, and the pastor said, "We'll take care of that on the Lord's Day." And this young woman raised her hand and asked for permission to speak, and she said to the pastor, "Pastor, I'd like to take care of it tonight." And the pastor said, "Well, the water's cold. We've not made any preparation to baptize this evening." And with tears in her eyes, she said, "I don't care. I don't want to go home, and I don't want to live another day till I've obeyed what God has given me to do." And so we were all seated, and that young lady was baptized in cold water that night, but her heart was warm and rejoicing because she had obeyed God's message to her. Can I tell you that the moment God speaks, that is the moment to act? I'm thinking now of the first miracle that our Lord performed at the marriage in Cana of Galilee. And you remember His mother saying to the servants, "He's about to speak to you." And she gives this powerful admonition. I think it's very appropriate for us. She says, "Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it." That's profound. Look, there will be a moment of silence when God is not speaking, but there'll be a moment when God does speak. And the moment that God does speak to you, you be so in tune with Him that not only can you hear, you respond. And whatever He says to you, do that. You know, there's a beautiful contrast in Acts 9. I don't know if you've ever noticed it before or not. But when God shows up and speaks to Ananias, the preacher, and sends him to Saul's house, He speaks to Ananias by name as well. And He calls him by name once. He just simply says, Ananias. Ananias? And Ananias says, Behold, I'm here, Lord. You remember, though, when He spoke to Saul, He had to speak twice. He said, Saul, Saul. You know, some people live close enough that God only has to speak their name once. And when God speaks your name, you know it. I don't know about you, but at certain junctures in life, God has made Scriptures come alive to me. The Bible came alive to me during a season when I was trying to discern God's direction and will for my life, and I learned something. I learned that God always confirms His will with His Word, and that God will show you exactly what He wants. And He, even from Scripture, will confirm in your heart that you're on the right path, the one that He has chosen for your life. When I went through that season of my life, outside of the Bible, the most helpful thing I read was a little article by one of my favorite authors, a man who's in heaven now named F.B. Meyer. F.B. Meyer wrote a little book called The Secret of Guidance. As a matter of fact, it so profoundly affected my life that I put a PDF copy of it on our website because I wanted people to be able to have access to it as a free download so that they could read it and be helped. And I've dozens of times recommended to people who are seeking direction, read The Secret of Guidance. There's so many wonderful principles in it. But one of them that stood out to me was that F.B. Meyer told the story of a famed ship captain who guided his boat into a perilous harbor over a course of many years. And though others ran their ships up on the rocks, he never had a single accident. And one night a young protege was on board with him, a young man that he was training, and the young man was just really enamored with the ship captain and his ability to guide the ship. And he said, What's the secret to this? And the captain said, Do you see there on the hill those three distinct lights? And the young man said, Yes, I see them. He said, Keep your eye on them. And as they moved closer into the harbor towards the shore, those three lights began to move closer and closer to one another there on the shoreline. And soon those three lights all lined up and you could only see one very bright light. And the ship captain said, I learned that when those three lights all line up together, when they become one light, I'm on the right path, I'm on the safe course not to run aground, and I can move forward. And F.B. Meyer said, in life, God will take multiple things when it's His will, and He'll line them up. He'll take His Word. He'll take the work of His Spirit in your heart, working in you certain desires, and He'll take the counsel of others, and He'll take circumstances, all these different lights. And when it's God's perfect will, He'll line all of them up. And when they all agree, you'll know you've found the safe passage, the plain path of the will of God for your life. Where does He reveal it? He reveals it through His Word. He confirms it as He speaks. If you want to know the will of God today, my friend, get in the Word of God and listen for His voice, because God will tell you the next step He wants you to take.